Recording 22, Heroes, Role Models, and Idols. Speaker A, Gabriel. My parents got divorced when I was 4 years old. After the divorce, me and my two-year-old twin brothers stayed in the custody of my father. He had to juggle between work, family chores, and raising three children. In order to earn money for the family, he had to keep his full-time job and work really hard to make a living. His priority was to create a loving, comforting and stable home and provide us with the best possible education. He brought us up to be honest, self-reliable and educated men. He's my personal hero for all his loving care and devotion. Speaker B, Gloria.
My big sister is 4 years older than me and she's always been my personal hero. As a pediatrician, she's a renowned specialist in the pediatric cancer field. She is fully devoted to her job of saving young patients in a children's hospital. The combination of her determination, strong will, and professionalism is truly admirable. Besides her job, she's successful in her personal life as well. She's got two wonderful daughters and a great husband who supports her in everything she does. I am extremely proud of what she has achieved in her life.
Speaker C, Graham. My hero is Superman. I know it might sound ridiculous since he's a fictional character. However, if we take a deeper look, he is also human. Not because of his superhero bravery and courage, but because of the way he relates to people. He always puts others first, might they be individuals or groups of people, in order to save them, very often, at the cost of his own well-being. He is considerate, thoughtful, helpful, and caring with family, friends, co-workers, and complete strangers. These are the qualities that lack in human relationships today. That's why I'm not ashamed to say that my hero is Superman. Speaker D, Grace.
When I started attending secondary school, I was scared stiff of the English class. I had difficulties understanding English native speakers, failed the listening test, couldn't overcome the fear of speaking in English, and felt anxious in every English language class. After a couple of weeks in the class, I realized that the teacher was a lovely and kind person. I gradually began to relax and focus on studying the language. In our English teacher, me and my classmates found a person whom we could trust and turn to any time we needed. She was a remarkable teacher and considered her job a mission to provide learners with wisdom, knowledge, and education. Now that I'm fluent in English, I know that she has given me knowledge that no one can take away from me, and I have obtained the best education of all. For that reason, I consider her my hero.
Speaker E, Grant. My best friend works as a substance abuse social worker. He works with drug-dependent people to overcome their physical addiction. In his work, he deals with people who suffer from severe physical and mental health problems, which are triggered by drug abuse. I truly admire his determination to help those ignored, looked down on, and excluded by society, those whom their own family turned their back on. The best acknowledgement of his work are the people whom he has helped beat drug addiction, and who now lead a decent life. In each case, the road to recovery has been extremely difficult, but he has never given up, and that's why he's my personal hero.